Welcome to The Good Stuff, where that's exactly what we do. Kim and Mike Burge here, sharing some good stuff to soften your day.
Today's the date, Monday, December the 4th, for TK Angus' 40th annual production sale east of Valentine, Nebraska, at the ranch. Starts at 11 o'clock with lunch, and again, they're going to be selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus the dispersal of 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with the commercial cattleman in mind. TK Angus at the ranch east of Valentine, or you can watch Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News can give you that? No need to roam for information, just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioneering land, it's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas from Shippey Realty. From Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his family, and staff, Merry Christmas. And from Lemon Livestock, with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday, Merry Christmas. From Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff?
Okay, well, we are in the Christmas season, so I do have something for that. 10 things to say about a Christmas gift you don't want.
Okay.
So we'll prepare you ahead of time. Okay, so here we go. 10 things. Hey, now that's a gift.
Non-committal.
Yep. Well, that's pretty non-committal too. Boy, if I had not recently gained 40 pounds, that would have fit. This is perfect for wearing around the house. Gosh, I hope this never catches fire. It is fire season though. There are lots of unexplained fires. That's really a scary one.
Wonder what's going to happen to that.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, other things to say about a Christmas gift you don't want. If the dog buries it, I'll be furious. I love it, but I fear the jealousy it will inspire. Another one, sadly, tomorrow I enter the Federal Witness Protection Program. That might be able to be checked on.
Yeah, that might be able to work.
Yeah. To think, I got this the year I vowed to give all my gifts to charity. And the number one thing to say about a Christmas gift you don't like, I really don't deserve this.
Be polite, accept it, and move on. So after school, Timmy was digging through his father's closet, making just a great racket. What are you looking for? His father asked, taking in the mess. I'm seeing if you have a magic hat, Timmy stated, throwing a blazer out of the closet, adding, we watched Frosty the Snowman at school today, and they used a hat to bring him to life. It looked like that one that you wore on Grandma's birthday. With a knowing smile, the father looked at the boy. So you want to see if my top hat will bring your snowman to life? His father asked affectionately. No, the boy replied, looking at him with a shoe in his hand. I want to try it out on my Optimus Prime. Times change, right?
Indeed, indeed. This is for anyone who may have lost loved ones in this year. It's a poem by an unknown author, but it came from an internet column several years ago. It's called Christmas in Heaven. I see the countless Christmas trees around the world below, with tiny lights like heaven's stars reflecting on the snow. The sight is so spectacular. Please wipe away that tear, for I am spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I hear the many Christmas songs that people hold so dear, but the sounds of music can't compare with the Christmas choir up here. I have no words to tell you of the joy their voices bring, for it is beyond description to hear the angels sing. I know how much you miss me. I see the pain inside your heart, for I am spending Christmas with Jesus Christ this year. I can't tell you of the splendor or the peace here in this place. Can you just imagine Christmas with our Savior face to face? I'll ask him to lift your spirits as I tell him of your love. So then pray for one another as you lift your eyes above. Please let your hearts be joyful and let your spirit sing, for I am spending Christmas in heaven and I am walking with the King, for all those who may have lost a loved one this year. And we'll close with this. He who has no Christmas in his heart will never find Christmas under a tree. Roy L. Smith.
Nice one. And if you have something you'd like to share with us and the listeners out there on the Good Stuff Network, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it. And if it has something to do with Christmas, we'd especially like to hear from you on the good stuff.